Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, howdy there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. How was your weekend? Yeah, I know I miss it too. It is the 24th of April, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it looks like Twitch is ready to go head-to-head with YouTube. Yeah, bring it on. Now, we all know YouTube. Yeah, it's the big boy. But we also know there's been a lot of ads that have been disappearing from YouTube as of late, too. Those are for other reasons we won't go into right now. But because of that, it looks like Twitch is ready to take advantage of that opportunity. And they're doing this by announcing a whole new affiliate program. And according to Amazon, which, by the way, they're the ones that own Twitch, in case you didn't know, people that will be eligible will be non-partnered qualifying creators. Now, they're saying affiliates will eventually have access to revenue programs such as subscriptions and advertising. They're also promising partners will also get a verified chat badge on the same day as the affiliate program launches. The bigger question is, will it be enough draw to pull more creators from YouTube over to Twitch? Yeah, right now I'm going to say no. Mr. Neil Young. Oh, yeah, you remember Pono, whatever the hell it was called. Well, it's no longer there, because get ready now for Xtreme. Yes, that's going to be the name of Neil Young's new high-quality streaming music service. And according to Mr. Young, who's not so young anymore, it will be an adaptive streaming service that changes with available bandwidth. So in other words, if your bandwidth's crap, your music's probably going to sound like crap too. However, though, unlike those other music streaming services, Xtreme will play the highest quality of your network connection allows, meaning super speed, super clarity. I know, sounds kind of nice and dandy, doesn't it? Problem is, we don't know when the hell it's going to launch. Mr. Neil didn't give any hints of when it's going to, and he also didn't give any hints of how much the thing is going to cost. That's kind of two important things I might have added into that statement. What about you? Ooh, it looks like Uber pissed off Tim Cook a few months ago.
And I was really mad.
So much so, it seems Timmy Boy threatened to have the Uber app completely removed from the App Store. Why? Well, it learned that the ride-sharing company had secretly found a way to identify individual iPhones. Oops! And yeah, you could think, well, that wouldn't happen anymore once you delete the app. Nope. Even if the app was gone, it still could identify your iPhone. Wow. This is all according to an article, by the way, in the New York Times. And the practice of what they're calling this anyways was called fingerprinting, and is completely prohibited by Apple. Funny enough, Uber actually prevented the company from discovering the practice by geofencing Apple headquarters in Cupertino, basically changing its code so it would be hidden from Apple employees. Oh, man. However, though, in the end, Apple found out.
And I was very, very mad.
Finally, aliens. Oh, yeah, aliens. Do you believe they're out there? Well, if you do, you might want to help these people. That's right, you can help astronomers now find aliens. And yes, you did hear me say astronomers, which pretty much means NASA. Yep. Now, this all goes back to February when a team behind NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope, they found something super historic. 7 Earth-sized planets in a nearby solar system. Now, the people over there at the Planet Foundation, yeah, by the way, yeah, it's a real foundation, they want your help now observing nearby exoplanets in search of life. And as you probably guessed, they're starting a Kickstarter campaign. What they're doing is building a series of telescopes 10,000 feet up on the Hawaiian island of Maui. And they need your help / money to do this. Now, believe it or not, they have a goal of $20,000 to do this, and they're already at $18,650. So if you really think Alf or E.T. is out there, you might want to help them out. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to our wonderful podcast. Our blog is over there and our review section's there, too, for your loving and liking. Also, give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us if you haven't already. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday installment. We'll get caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a good Monday, all right? And thank you very much for listening.